Hey, baby. It's been a long holiday break. I haven't recorded anything in a while, so I thought maybe today I would fill you in on all the naughty things that I've been doing while I've been off of work. I pretty much was flying solo for most of the holiday stuff this year. My husband had a cold, so that gave me the opportunity to go out just with friends or by myself to meet up with friends. Not that I behave much better when he's there. But you can ask the very tall, handsome police officer who was off duty that I met when I was out watching my college alma mater play in a holiday bowl game. I'm pretty sure after a few drinks, I either said or was thinking to myself that he could arrest me anytime, and that I'd be happy to be taken away in handcuffs with him. Again, not entirely sure if I even said that out loud, but it's entirely possible because of the way I was acting. Or there's the Uber driver who took me home that night. It was kind of a long ride from where the bar was that I was at. And he was about my age, completely from the other side of town. Grew up in the projects, and we bonded, we're sharing a cigarette, actually not sharing a cigarette, he gave me a cigarette when he asked me if it was okay if he smoked, and I, because I had a couple drinks in me, thought it was a good idea. So anyways, we became fast friends after that and started talking about all things back in the day. And he told me how he used to sell weed to pretty little girls like me. And I said I probably was one of those high school girls that bought weed from you back in the day. Anyways, he thanked me for being a really fun ride, if he only knew. And also of note, my friend's husband, every time we see each other, and we saw each other at this Christmas party, we end up talking, flirting, laughing. We discovered a couple of years ago that we both studied French back in the day. And so, now every time we see each other, we try to have conversations in French, and they're always terrible, grammatically and everything else, and they usually descend into a little bit of dirty talk, and so things can get a little heated there. Anyways, that's my behavior lately, and I think I probably deserve a spanking for all of this naughty, naughty behavior. And I think you might be the person who should come and give it to me. I'm squeezing my ass right now, actually. Picturing your hands squeezing my ass. Really hard. Making me wait for that first slap. Making me wet, waiting. You're making me crazy with anticipation. You're making my ass red with your slaps. Calling me a whore. Telling me that can only be your whore. That this pussy is yours. This ass. Keep slapping my ass till I can't take it any longer. Make me get up on all fours. Get up behind me. Take your dick. Slap my ass with it. Rub it up and down the crack of my ass. Teasing me. Slapping my ass, squeezing it as you push your cock into my pussy. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I feel so good. Pussy too. Fuck. I can feel your hips slamming into my ass. Both hands grabbing the sides of my hips. Fuck. Here we go.
Yeah. Fuck. I want it. Yeah. Please. Ah.